Police will be out in force during Sydney's Vivid Festival. It kicks off tonight. More than 65 installations have been set up across the city. Authorities are expecting 2.5 million people to visit this festival over the next 23 days. It is huge, Vivid. And in the wake of recent terror attacks in Manchester and Jakarta, New South Wales police say they will be saturating the Vivid locations around Sydney. Both plain clothed and uniformed officers will be on patrol. And Julian Griffiths, the New South Wales Police Superintendent, is on the line to tell us all about it. Julian Griffiths, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm great. There's a lot of people who are going to be heading into Sydney. It starts tonight. 2.5 million people over the next 23 days. How does that increase your workload?
Well, it's an operation with dedicated resources, Ben, that's been in place for a number of months now. We've been working with the organisers of Vivid, Destination New South Wales, and the stakeholders across all of the footprint of the light precinct, and it's now time to put that plan into place tonight.
Sadly, we've seen incidents in Nice and also in Melbourne, Superintendent, where people have used motor vehicles to mow down innocent bystanders. I understand that you guys have addressed that issue this year.
It certainly has, Ben. We've been working very hard with our counter-terrorism police, getting specialist advice on strategies that we can do to mitigate the risk of that. Those strategies are being implemented as we speak, actually, and will be in place for the whole duration of the event.
All right, you've got a lot of ground to cover. It's not like it's just Sydney Harbour.
No, absolutely. But like I said, it's the culmination of a long planning process, and we're confident we have the resources to meet the challenges that we have.
All right, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Ben.
Best of luck to all of the boys and girls in blue who will be out in force for the Vivid Festival, 2.5 million people who will visit the city and other areas over the next 23 days.